and gentlemen, welcome back again to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Guerra III, here with you recording. Whatever I want to call this, this categorizes as a bonus or another edition of the podcast. Sunday, recording on a Sunday, 21st of July, 2024, in this podcast, all about what's going on, of course, around running wise, around here in the city of KC, whatever comes across my desk, or sports outside of running as well. I know I said that out of order, but of course, welcome on board of the show. You see your first time listening to the original EG3 podcast. I appreciate it, you guys, for checking out this special episode. He has a recording just a little bit, 30 minutes after another long run out here in Shawnee Mission Park. That has become a staple. I'll touch on that here in a minute. And of course, for those of you who've been listening for a while, but listening since the renovation of this podcast all the way back in January, I appreciate that so much. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast if you're a fan or a friend of the host of the pod, EG3, aka Eddie Greer III, or you've been in and out of this podcast. Appreciate it there as well. Well, yep, bonus or original episode of the podcast there as well, as we get this ball rolling here. I'm recording this just a couple hours, of course, before the Brickyard 400, of course. This was, if you're new to the podcast, of course, this is a nice transition. This was a NASCAR podcast for the last 7-8 years before transitioning back to its original upbringing, where this was just a sports podcast only. And this originated from, of course, my time at Kansas State University, one of the best student radio stations in the nation, K-State University, Wildcat 919. Shout out to those guys and gals who continuing to live up to its billing and then doing more than that as well. So they continuing to just rain down awards year in, year out. Just what we did back in the day as well. So yeah, you're gonna find, if you're new to the pod, you'll find, you'll scroll down there, you'll find NASCAR episodes like, what's going on here? So yeah, that's what's all about there. And of course, you'll find interviews as well of young and upcoming NASCAR drivers on there. And of course, you'll find some race recaps of last year, Rockford Parkway being one of them, our win at Bill Steiner last year, even though we came up short on a short end of the stick this time around. You'll find that as well. So there was some running content on here last year, and I think Grandma's Marathon is on this feed as well. I think, maybe not, but I know one of the episodes is on here as well, maybe not, but you can check back in with me on that if you like as well. But speaking of marathons, yes, the Grandma's Marathon got me into Chicago. So that's what we're going for right now, and it's ever another week of training in the books. Just got done wrapping up another solid run out there on the hills of Shawnee Mission Park, and I was just out there the previous Sunday, 2 weeks ago, participating in the All of a Sudden Change-Up Duathlon. That was last week's episode. I'm not going to go into that because that is on the EG3 feed. So if you have not listened to that, please feel free and go back and check that out as well. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you get your podcast, there as well. But yeah, absolutely, yeah. Going back to Shawnee, that has become, for me, and maybe I thought about this toward the end of my long run this morning, but that has become a training staple ground now. Because going back to the first time I was out there, that was my first time out there running, yeah, Shawnee Mission Marina, yeah, that lake loop, all the way back when it was cold, when I met some of my KC Smoke teammates, Kansas City Smoke, one of the many group team runs that I'm part of. Well, this is a team. I call it an elite team, so I'm going to call it that. But the many groups that I'm part of here in KC, and there are so many groups, very talented groups, running groups in KC area. slash Kansas, but in which I'll go back to that in a moment. But yeah, going back to that, I would have never thought of, you know, running out there because it is so hilly, but it is good. They always, these people out here, they always say, you know, hey, hill work, you know, translates to something good. Well, I'm hoping it's just that come October for sure. But every, you just continue to put on all these miles, the boom, boom, boom. I'm just out here like everybody else, trying to put in the work, trying to put myself in the best position for which hopes to be a successful first time ever in these big major marathons. And I just, me and Marina talked a little bit about that on this morning's run. Shout out to Marina again for letting me hop on, even though I did a little bit more miles than she did, but let me join her on her hill work because she was wanting to get more hills in. Well, she was wanting to get hills in this week because she hadn't done too many this week, so she wanted to do more out there. And I've been out there. I was out there with Angela not too long ago, another KC Smoke teammate, not too long ago. And I was out there for the duathlon, and then I was out there, I think, prior to the Angela run as well. So I've been out there quite a bit, and I might as well just make that a normal because we're starting to get deep into things here, and it's time to tighten the screws up a little bit. So yes, even though, yes, I mean, Chicago, yes, everyone says it's flat. And rightfully so, right? We just saw on Instagram, if you guys saw this or not already, but the women's field, the women, again, are more popular, and rightfully so, right? Because you know these names. Emma Bates coming off an injury. She's going to run Chicago. Sarah Hall, now she's running it. Carrot Amato announced it. You don't see too many of these guys announcing it. Now, I haven't checked out the guy field. Elite field. Yes, I doubled that. Elite field. Yeah, you're talking about me. I don't think I'm elite, but okay, whatever. But but these other people, right, that the Emma Bates of the world, the Connor Mance, things like that. Now, I think Connor Mance is going to... No, Connor Mance is going to be on the USA team here. Not too far in the far distant future, right? For the Olympics, right? Yeah, Connor Mance part of that USA team. Yep, so he... And I cannot... Yes, you can laugh at me. I can't think of the other guy's name. I better study up on that a little bit because the Paris Olympics, that's going to be coming here right around the corner. Here... Not this week, but I think next, yeah, this week, upcoming weekend is the opening ceremonies on Friday. Yes, sir. On Friday, the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Paris Olympics. Yeah, that's right around the corner. So I need to get on that. But I know 2/3 of the women's team of Dakota Lindworm, who else? Name is slipping me. Emily Sisson. Yep, I don't know who the other person is. For that, but yeah, so that's around the corner, so I'm excited about that. Yes, sir. Yeah, so that's that. So there's a lot sneakily going on at the Paris Olympics going on, myself training for his first ever world major. Whoever thought, and I've said this time and time again on the EG3 podcast, I didn't think I would make it this far. Well, not make it this far, but be on a stage where, okay, you qualify for this, you're going, getting ready for one of these world majors. I would have never thought to the day be getting ready, but here we are getting ready for this thing. So, and kind of a side note, and I have, and okay, so two things. There is one announcement. One thing is finalized. I'm not going to announce it right now. I'm going to wait. This might be giving too much away, but I'm going to roll with it. But this has pretty much been finalized, but I'm going to wait until I pick up my stuff to announce it on this podcast. That's probably going to come next week. So, cliffhanger on that. And then, well, you're going to get a social media post on it before I say it on this podcast. So, I'm going to leave that out. And then, I might be jumping in one or two extra races than I thought. Now, again, saying that, September is open because I'm not doing Heartland series. I'm not doing Heartland like I did last year. I know I won the whole thing, and me looking at my chops, wanting to go back to back, the whole overall thing. Okay, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the Heartland 30K series, that's three 10Ks in three back to back to back Sundays. You got the popular one, the favorite one out of them all, the Plaza 10K. I'm out on that. I think I'm going to be out on that, even though, yeah, it's a popular staple in the KC area, but due to me getting ready for Chicago, I think I'm going to save legs. And then, of course, you have the Woodstock 10K, which changed for the KC Hustle Run from last year. That's a part of it. That's going to be Colbert Woods area. And then the finale, which was the epic battle between me and that one dude. Yeah, I don't know his name. The whole Heartland 30K overall came down to me and him. The epic battle. Oh, jeez. What is it? The Boulevard 10K, which that was an epic battle last year from start to finish. I'm not going to do that. So I've won two of them things. The Labor Day 5K, which put everybody on notice pretty much. And then the epic battle, which pretty much sealed me winning overall for the Heartland 30K. Yeah, I figure, you know, I need to save legs. That is September is perfect, because even though, yes, I am now, with saying that, me saying that, this is the original EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III, checking with you on this Sunday extra pod here, which will come out probably tonight or tomorrow. We'll see. But it'll come out at some point, whether it be tonight or tomorrow night. But yeah, so I'm already out on that. But saying that, there could be potentially two races in the month of September now. Again, being that one of those, I could jump in and see how I wanted to do an ultra. A second ultra, I've already done one way back when the world shut down. Oh, COVID came in the mix. And then the other one might be fun. Might be fun to do. That's at the end of the month as well. I gotta correlate that with my training schedule in the month of September to see if that's gonna work. I think that should be okay with that. So I'm gonna leave you guys out in the dark. That's all I'm gonna say on that for now. And of course, the lead up to the Chicago Marathon in October. So that's what we got going on there. August, one for sure, the Matt Mason. And then that's next month. That's a couple weeks where, again, hopefully we get everybody to participate. Instead of swim, run, it's swim, bike, run thing there. But hey, you know, again, the previous pod, the recap of the Shawnee Mission Duathlon, you can download that, listen to it now. I won't say anything more. You can find that recap on that on last week's pod there. So there's that. And then there could possibly be a little curveball thrown in there a week after that. We'll see. And then the rest of the week, ain't doing nothing. No races at the end of the month. Everybody thinks I'm doing a race every week. No. Everybody can think that from last year. Okay, last year was a lot different, okay? Last year, me coming traveling up from Manhattan. Let's get one thing straight here. Yes, last year, maybe I was totally in a different stage. Traveling to Manhattan and traveling these races in wherever, Shawnee, KC, Plaza, wherever there is, you know, Leawood, Lenexa. I was going to those races, Perry Fire, traveling those races from Manhattan. Traveling 2 hours up here, 2 hours driving back. Now, it didn't feel like 2 hours driving, but depending on the location, these KC races. But, okay, so you're right. So, everybody's too used to me, you know, say, oh, yeah, you're going to do a race next week. You're going to do a race this week. You doing this? I've been getting that a lot. It's like, guys, chill out. Guys, settle down a little bit. You know, I cut back a little. I silently, quietly cut back. And because yes, I'm getting ready for the big dog, right? So let's get one thing clear. Make one thing clear, folks. That, hey, going in this week, no races this week, or notice no races this weekend or next week. But yeah, there could be a little curveball the week after Matt Mason. We'll see. I have not, again, I said it. I think I said it on last week's pod. I still haven't made no commitments on that. Now, I could make an adjustment. Yes, that's a definite possibility. But getting to the big, big, big show, I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We'll see. There's some people out there that are ambitious like that. Me, I don't categorize myself like that, but we'll see what happens. But right now, I'm feeling pretty good right now. Where I've been putting mileage down and things like that, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And salivating over the rest of my Chicago training block. Woo! If I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm giving my best chance to really do something big. So some of my friends now tell me that, you know, I train based on how I feel. I don't go off of all this other stuff. Marina mentioned that to me during this morning's run. So, yeah, I'm just salivating over the rest of the train. My coach already mapped it out. So, this is without the two extra races, potentially. We'll see. Again, we'll see about that. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens going forward. But, yeah, I mean, if I at least do what I'm supposed to do, I mean, yes, there could be a little adjustment here and there. But, like if you're training for Chicago, New York, Berlin comes before Chicago, the KC Garmin, a half marathon, Des Moines, or getting ready for the I-35 Challenge, what we did last year. See, I did a lot of everything, a little bit of everything last year. This year, not so much. Everybody thinks I'm racing, but I'm not. I'm not racing every week. Now, the most I probably race per month is two. That's it. Everything else is trying to train, get ready for the big dog, right? So, that's what I'm looking at. Everybody's so hung up on, hey, you're racing this weekend? Like, no. I haven't no races this weekend, no races next week. So let's just make one thing clear, ladies and gentlemen, on the pod. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. I'm just ready to get after the rest of this training cycle for sure. And for I do know there's no half marathon. I do know that for a fact. I'm sticking to that. I do know that. And I think for what it's worth, I think I'm going to not do the 5K. I mean, I keep going back and forth on that. The 5K I'm talking about is Leewood, one that I won last year, which put, I think, everybody fast on notice. So we'll see. Yeah, I've been holding a few punches back because, you know, you want to save your best. I mean, it in a perfect block, yes, but in a block that, you know, how you're feeling, you feel good one day, the next day you feel like absolutely dog crap. Yeah, so you know, it kind of bases in last week running that relay or the two person relay. Anyways, I lucked out because I felt really good and I didn't run the afternoon ramble. No, I didn't. All these runs mesh together now, but I don't think I ran in the afternoon, which really helped. So, yeah, I felt good. You know, going out there, last week, I was concerned, but once the warm up miles tell it all. If I feel like I can go faster than warm up miles off the bat, yes, sir. I know I'm gonna have a good race underneath me. That's how I know. That's how I can tell. For sure. So we'll see, you know, moving forward. But yeah, no races this weekend for me. I know this morning there was a Diva Dash at Colbert Woods that just went down this morning, as well as I was probably running the back end of my long run. So congratulations to the ladies who completed that Diva Dash 5K this morning. So I better acknowledge that before I forget that as well. This is the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here on this Sunday, July 21st, 2024. And we're coming around to the end of this month already. This past week came across so fast. Maybe because of a busy work week. I don't know. But it's crazy. We're almost in July already. We got another 10 or 11 days left before we turn the page already August, which that's crazy to admit. And before I get into what happened yesterday, real quick, there will be a extra podcast this week. We're going to have a special guest this week on the podcast this week. So I'm definitely going to make it happen. We're not going to go off on a trail. We're not going to go all, trail off. We ain't doing that. We're going to stay on schedule, and we're going to get another bonus pod in here with a which should be a familiar guest to you guys, because this guy's been on another podcast that y'all listen to. So I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm excited for that. But so, yeah, so we're going to do that on Tuesday, and that might be posted on either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see how everything lines up with that. So follow me. If you don't follow me on Facebook or on Instagram, definitely be paying attention to that as well. All right, so yesterday, right, which leads into my final segment, I'm recording this just before the Brickyard 400, of course. Again, got to mention a little NASCAR on here because, yep, NASCAR back on the traditional course like it should have been. I wasn't a fan of the real course. I was not a fan of the road course in Indianapolis. Why are you going to change things up? I have no idea, but I'm glad it's back on the oval. So I missed the finish to the Xfinity Series race yesterday between Riley Herbst, Eric Almirola, and Cole Custer. Cole Custer was in the news. We'll touch on him next week, but yeah, that was a hell of a finish between those three cars. If you ain't seen it, YouTube it. Because that I could watch that 20 times. So that was awesome. Riley Herbst with the win there. I'm glad it's back at the traditional track. It should have never gone to the road course. I didn't like that. That's not Indy. I agree 100% with Kevin Harvick. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. So I like that move right there as well. So I'm happy that the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series, well, I prefer the Xfinity Series, really, at ORP, but that's a whole nother conversation right now. Let's get it back. Let's transition back to what happened yesterday, right? Yesterday morning, I was already planning to go to this, instead of the Axwell, the 2.0 Kansas City Running Club, who meets out there 7 a.m. Saturdays. If you're interested, if you're new to this podcast, interested, go out there, check it out. I'll be out there at some point. I'm not sure. I'm starting to get deep in the marathon training, so you might not see me out there for a while. So we'll see. But yeah. So we, as part of the Rambler group, North Johnson County Ramblers. So we're going to take North Johnson County out and say Ramblers. Me and several others were out there participating in what was a quadruple big Kansas City crossover event. Four groups. I have only gone to Divine Street twice. Now that twice in Vine Street Group Monday nights, the Ramblers meet up with. I put that together, right? So the Ramblers go. Some of the Ramblers will go to the Vine Street. Others will go to the Monday Night Trolley. That's on Monday night. There's just too much stuff going on, and Ramblers meet Thursday night. Well, they meet really every day of the week, really. So there's something going on every night, like we always talked about in the group runs or whenever we meet up. There's always something exciting going on every day of the week. So you got the, of course, you got the traditional Rambler meet that goes on Thursdays. 816, they're out there, and then some other run group that I've never heard of before was out there called, and I'm not trying to throw no shade, but Run It Black, or in the curse of my girl Jasmine Halliburton, Run It Back podcast. That's K-State podcast, but this is Run It Black run group, a African-American group. Now, again, it looked like, and I remember, now, for whatever reason, me being African American, I never heard of this group before. And I'll try not to be too salty on here, but I was a little irritated towards them a little bit yesterday. Now, this might have been after the run. I don't know. Maybe I had a little bit extra juice. Let's call it that. Extra juice in me. The fact that, look, maybe I didn't go up there and talk to them. That's not my style. I like to go out there. I was already planning to go to this event anyway. So this was, I'm already stepping out of the comfort zone because I don't know these cats from 816. Now I've heard some of these names I've heard of that they're in these groups, particularly 816. I heard of these names. I'm not going to mention these names on this podcast. Not going to give you that satisfaction on here, but Morning Black, I never heard of it. And me and Preston and a couple other, we were chatting about that this week. Like, they were talking to me about, have you heard of this group? I'm like, hell no, I ain't heard of this group. I heard of this group before. So they're looking to me like, nope, I ain't heard of them. So, and maybe that's not my style, going up to these different leaders and chatting it up a little bit and all this. No. I kind of stuck to my guns and represented for. Now, I will put myself with the Vine Street. My work is close to Vine Street. So, technically, I should be going more to Vine Street, which, again, it depends on my work. If I get off work early, I will go to Monday Night Trolley, which is, of course, the Monday Night staple, the original staple, a.k.a. KC Running Club 2.0. But if I get off late, I'll go to Vine Street or not go at all. I'll just run on my own, but I probably should go to Vine Street more. Technically, geographically speaking, right? So, I mean, there could be more Vine Street runs in the near future for sure. So I can deep dive into that as well. So, I mean, it varies from time to time, but yeah, for sure. But I'm looking forward to more, for sure, Vine Street runs in the future. I know one person was talking about going to it more and cutting out the trolley group, but we're not trying to hurt any feelings here. There's just too much stuff, too many good stuff, good things running wise going on every day, and it's kind of hard to choose, pick your battles a little bit. But that's like I'm saying with, that's the perfect example I'm saying on Saturdays. You know what I mean? We're starting to get, if you're training for a big time race like a Chicago, like a Berlin, like a New York, a KC Garmin here in town, whatever, Dallas. I'm a marathon finisher in Dallas. Yep. Uh-huh. Part of the full marathons I've done to this point, this one being the biggest one of them all. This one has special meaning to me personally. But so you gotta pick your battles at this point in juncture. You can't go back and forth and all this other stuff. But yeah, going back to that real quick, to the Running Black, shout out to those guys and gals. But I don't know. I just felt like, to me, I had to go out there and make a statement. So yeah, I used that as a little bit of a tempo run, try to run them guys down, which I did, and eventually passed them, using a little bit of my marathon pace to get to them and then dispose of the two leaders up there as well. And I didn't get it. I didn't get no thanks, good run or anything of like that. So yeah, that's a perfect example of a click right there. So I didn't get a what's up or anything like that, good run or anything like that. I just got the no show, which, hey, at this point in my life, you know, like, hey, it is what it is. I don't care what it is. Y'all, it seems salty, but you mean, hey, it, you know, yo ass is B, but I kind of made a statement yesterday morning with that run. I felt pretty damn good about that, so I don't want to make turn into a race or anything like that, but I felt good making a statement. I still feel I'm proving myself, so I mean, I have that chip on my shoulder, and I'm still going to have it right on through, right up through, up to Chicago for damn sure. So like me and Miranda talked about on the run, part of the run this morning, like, I think we're both getting excited for it as well. And yeah, it's coming pretty fast. So I just want to explain what happened then. Of course, we did the original Ramble Afternoon Run yesterday afternoon. But that was a huge event, combining the four run groups there into one. And yeah, I would probably say 200, over 200 runners safely, for sure. Was out that run for sure. And I want to make a statement to Run It Black yesterday. Like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, here, whatever. I'm here. It's whatever. So yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I mean. So, but that. Oh no, it's a good time, really, for sure. It just my demeanor. I'm not one of those people that are going to go up and start running my mouth. I go let my running do the talking. But so I think we made a huge statement there yesterday at that run, and then wrapping up with a huge run here early this morning. So all in all, I mean, dealing with you're going to deal with soreness here and there. Your body's going to wake up feeling good. One day, your body's going to feel like, nah, I can't do this today. So, yeah, man, I mean, wow. I mean, we completed another work of training for Chicago, and it could not go, I wouldn't say any better, but it couldn't gone much better than it has. So, looking forward to just continue to put in the work, whatever it is, and, hey, we'll just see what happens for sure. But try not to put too much expectations on it. I know people are gonna ask what you're gonna run, what you're gonna run, and all this other stuff. Like, hey, we're gonna have fun, run fast, That's been my motto, and I'm gonna let the time take care of the self. The EG3 original EG3 podcast. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly or whenever we have a chance to record EG3. Coming again this week. Coming up, special guest. Interview alert. Yes, that's right. Special guest alert. We're going to have an interview this week. We're not going to go straight off. We're not going to put it off, because every time I have done that, it has come back to bite me in the butt. So we're going to stay on schedule, get this done, because obviously people want to hear from other people, not just from me, but from other people as well. So I'm excited about this one for sure. So I'm going to leave y'all in the dark on that as well, folks. So definitely, if you're like what you're hearing, whenever you listen to this, whether it's, I'll put this out probably tomorrow night. And then, of course, the special guest interview probably on Thursday night. So, the EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on Spotify, iTunes. You know what the deal is. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, crime, sports, whatever that may be. So there you go. That we're going off rails on this podcast here. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. There it is. I said it. A dollar. Thank you for listening to this week's original EG3 podcast this week. We'll be back definitely. The next time you'll hear me, I should be with my special guest, unless I decide to hop back on here and record another podcast. But that's it for now. We're going to put a pin on this edition of the original EG3 podcast. If you want to listen to the Pro Project Podcast, that is the K-State podcast I do with my co-host Alex Aiden. You can also find that on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts there as well. And of course, I should bring this up. My friend, the Lease interview that I did a couple months ago, that is on the Podbean channel that I do most of my bonus content. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. I did not name that podcast. Podbean decided to name my podcast for me. So there you go on that. And what I was going to say, yes, cliffhanger. I'll end this episode with this, right? Cliffhanger. The thing that I was talking about, it is finalized, but I will not mention that. A special announcement will be made on this podcast next week. So stay tuned on that right now. That'll do it for the EG3 podcast this week. Thank you so much again, Eddie Greer III, coming to you on this weekend edition of the podcast. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. You've been listening to another edition of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.